Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Big Yashkoch to all of you that are participating in the Chanukah Challenge. the shmooze counts towards your hours in challenge, so you can break away from the Gemaras. I just want to give tremendous praise to each and every one of you that's doing the Chanukah Challenge. It's a tremendous, tremendous chus to learn extra, to learn 30 hours, and specifically over Chanukah. Chanukah, we know, is symbolizes Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah, Zu'ora, the light of Torah, 36 candles are connected to the 36 Masechtas, and so on and so forth. There's so many different connections, and learning on Chanukah is mamish, the highest of the high. It's tremendous, and a big shukok to all of you. And shibizocha that the Chanukah challenge should inspire you to keep up the level of hasmada that you're having during these days of Chanukah throughout your entire lives. We know that Chanukah is a symbol of Mesiras Nefesh, and at every moment, there's always a mysterious nefesh. There's always a mysterious nefesh to learn a little bit more. In Parashat Miketz, beginning in Parashat, the Parashat tells us, "Vahim Miketz Shnasayim Yamim Uforei Cholim V'Yine Omed Al Yor." What's this Miketz Shnasayim Yamim? So Rashi tells us, the previous Parashat, that since Yosef asked the Sar HaMashkim to remember him twice, Pasuk tells us, Perek Mem, Pasuk, he asks Sarah Mashkin to remember him twice. So it seems as though he has a certain punishment for entrusting in the Sarah Mashkin, for asking Sarah Mashkin to help him out. So Meshach Chochma explains, why was it that the punishment was for 2 years? What's significant about the 2-year punishment, and why was it wrong for Yosef to ask the Sarah Mashkin for help? Meshach Chochma explains a beautiful idea. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was setting up the stage for the final event. Of course, the final event is Matan Torah, but that Yosef was going to be the viceroy of Mitzrayim. So he orchestrated the sequence of events. They spent a year in Sarah Tabachim, Potiphar's house, where he learned the ins and outs of running the country. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the Sarah Ofim and the Sarah Mashkim. The baker and the butler of Paro would spend 2 years in prison at the same time as Yosef. And there too, Yosef would glean, he would understand, he would get knowledge about how the ins and outs of the kingdom work. But after 2 years, when the Sarah Mashkim was restored to his post, and the Sarah Ofim was killed, there was really no reason for Yosef to remain in jail. He got his training. And at that moment, he was ready to leave, says the Meshach Chochma. He was supposed to leave according to the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But since he entrusted and he asked, and he did this hishtadlus, which we'll see in a moment, why was that hishtadlus wrong? He asked the Sarah Mashkim to remember him. He was punished for 2 more years in jail. Now the question asks, isn't the normal hishtadlus? He's leaving jail. Yosef's staying in jail. Why was it wrong for Yosef to ask the Sarah Mashkim to recall him when he gets out? Furthermore, the Medrash quotes in that pasuk we saw in last Rashi, last week's parasha, "Ashrei Hagever Asher Som Hashem Yivtacho." Praiseworthy is the person who places his trust in God. V'opana El Rehovim, he doesn't turn to the arrogant people. So I saw an answer that Yosef should have realized and should have understood the type of person that Sarah Mashkin was. The Sarah Mashkin was the kind of person that was selfish. He was only in it for himself. As it says in the Mishnah Avos, "Have a zehirim b'rishus." Be very careful about government officials. She'aim mekarvin lo adam elo tzorach atzman. They're only there for themselves. As Sarah Mashkin says in this week's parasha, "Es chata ay ani maz kariyom." I recall everything's about me. The Medrash tells us that you know why the Sarah Mashkin was so concerned that Paro was troubled. He was so troubled by his dreams. It was because the Sarah Mashkin there just tells us was concerned if something happens to Paro, if he's going to die from a heart attack, from his frustrations and from his depression that he's going through because of these insolvable dreams. A new king's going to come, and Sarah Mashkin is going to be out of work. His whole essence, the Sarah Mashkin's whole essence was selfishness. That's what he cared about. And so perhaps the reason why Yosef should not have put his trust in the Sarah Mashkim is he should have known intellectually, should have known that the Sar Mashkim is not the kind of person he's going to remember. And that form of Hishtadlus is totally unnecessary. And of course, we understand that others explain the Medrash. The Medrash says this is that Yosef is a paradigm of trust in God, but yet here we see he's punished because, yeah, he was the type of person, his trust was of Hashem was on such a high level. Everything in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he knows that when he interprets the dreams, he says, it's not me, it's all Hashem. When he speaks to the brothers later, he says, Es hello kimane yurei, you don't have to fear. The fear of God is his essence. So he epitomizes trusting in God. So for him to go ahead and to trust and to ask the Sar Mashkim to recall him when he leaves jail, that was the chesar in Yosef's level of bitachon. And we see that the difference between somebody like Yosef, whose focus is about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who focuses about Hashem and his Yiras Shemayim, and the Sar Mashkim is all about himself. He's so concerned about his own job. He doesn't care about anybody else. Chazon Ish was once speaking to somebody and he was told about a certain person. He's an Adam Gadol, but sometimes he has certain biases. Sometimes, you know, he makes decisions based upon his own biases, his own needs. So Chazon Ish says, that person's not an Adam Gadol. It's like telling us he's a great person, but he eats in the veils and treifas. A person has to live life with Es Elokim Ani Yirei. His whole mahus is that he fears Hashem. We saw it by Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov brings the meal to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak says, "How did you come so fast? Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me." And this week's parasha, of course, when Yosef interprets the dreams, the paro, the first thing out of his mouth after he interprets the dream, what does he say? Eis Asher Elokim, he get his paro. It's all Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mayim Yisrael Paro Chalom, Mayim Yisrael Paro Chalom Paro Echad Hu. Eis Asher Elokim, Oseh he get the paro. And we see this is sowed over and over again that Yosef's whole focus is about the Rabbono Shalom. For example, when the brothers come, Yosef Vayar Yosef Eslo Vayakirim Eis Nakir Aleihem. He recognizes them. What does he recognize? What does he recall? He doesn't recall the fact that they threw him into the pit and they wanted to kill him. That's not what he recalls. He recalls the dreams. That there has to be a kim of the dreams. And many of them ask, how could Yosef have held him up for 3 days in jail? It seems to be wrong. If Yosef was such a merciful brother who had no feelings of revenge, how could he have kept him there for 3 days? So the Chasam Sofer is an unbelievable thing. He says that the first dream that Yosef had was Alumim Alumim, sheaves of wheat. The fact that the sheaves of wheat were the ones that were bowing down to Yosef was a symbol that they had food. There was no concern for Yosef to leave them all for 3 more days, keep them all in jail. Why? Because he knew from the dream that they had food. But again, Yosef HaTzadik, who was living with that level of Yiras Shamayim, that level of Bitochen Hashem, level of focus. His immediate reaction by Yisnaker, what does he recognize? What does he think about? The dreams. And he realizes that they're coming down to Mitzrayim, and the second coming down to Mitzrayim with Binyamin and with Yaakov. That's the only thing on Yosef's mind. And I think the lessons that we can see from Yosef the first was Yosef HaTzadik. Nowadays, we refer to everybody as a tzaddik, everybody as a rabbi, as a gaon. We have to try to emulate the ways of Yosef HaTzadik. And not follow the ways of the Sar Mashkim. We know that one of the reasons why the Tokhoko is brought to the Jewish people, because we say, Kochi v'otzim yadu asli esachal, my strength and my power, that's what brought me my success. And that's something you have to run away from. And the mysterious nefesh of Yosef, of course, to run away last week from Eishes Potiphar, and this week to keep his composure and focus only on the fulfillment of the dreams and not in any way, shape, or form taking revenge on his brothers, is the kind of person that we should all strive to be. And just to tie it into Hanukkah, the Chashvonayim, their backs were against the wall. The Greeks made these terrible decrees upon all Jews and upon the wives, the brides. And they could have said, you know what? What can we do? There's nowhere to turn. There's nothing we can do. Our hands are tied. We're helpless. But I think they followed the ways of Yotzei Tzadik. Es Elokim ani Yerei, I fear God. It's about God. I have to do my part. And Hashem will do His. You can never throw in the towel when it comes to Avodas Hashem. There's no such thing. Of course, certain times there's Pikuach Nefesh. Of course, there's certain times we have to perhaps transgress. We know there's certain times you can't transgress, right? We learned this year a lot of the sugyas of Yahar Gval Yavor. Right, when you have the big three Averos, or you have something in public, you know, the story of Elkanah and her seven sons, there's certain times when you can't fold the towel. But everybody here knows that we're living in times, trying times, the Jewish people. And it's never time to throw in the towel. It's Elohim Ani Yirei, I fear God. I recognize the Kodesh Baruch who's running the world. The Hashgacha, just a little Meshul Chacham that we spoke about, the idea that the reason why Yosef spent 1 year by Potiphar and 2 years in jail was in order, it was specifically orchestrated so that he can learn how to run the country. There is nothing in this world that happens without the supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we live our lives with that recognition that nothing, that everything is Hashgacha Pratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to express our levels of Yiras Shemayim, Es Elokim Ani Yirei, and then everything we do, we try to do with the best of our ability, whether it's coming to Minyanim on time, dominating with a little bit extra Kavana, being more strict about saying Brachos, dominating with learning with a little bit more intensity, learning a little bit, a minute extra, a half a minute extra, then we're following the ways of Yosef and they're following in the ways of the Chashm Noim. I just want to add one more thing that I said last week, but there's new people here as well. If you forget Al Nisim in the Birchas Hamazon, you say at the end of, you say the Harachman Hu Yasel Anu Nisim, and then you continue to say, continue on, and you say Vimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol L'Chashem Onoi, etc. So the question is asked: how Harachman Hu Yasel Anu Nisim? You ask Hashem to do miracles to you. You're not allowed to ask for a miracle. So the Sefer Shalom Eishiv, I heard quoted, says that on Hanukkah you can daven for a miracle. I just want to encourage everybody here to daven that we should see national miracles, we should see the Gula Shleim and Hevimeinu, we should see personal miracles. Now's the time, Hanukkah is the time of Mesiras Nefesh. If we're most Nefesh, Kadosh Baruch Hu will show us miracles like the time of the Chashim Noem. Bayamim Ahayim Bazman Azeh, this time is the man, is a time that's opportune and appropriate and built in times of Nisim. So we can daven for those Nisim. And also I want to just encourage everybody here, at the time of Mesiras Nefesh, everybody should try to take upon himself something, a little bit, to do something a little bit extra during the time of Hanukkah. A little bit, you guys are doing it already with your learning, but something a little bit extra. But there's another minute, another 2 minutes of learning, to not take a coffee break, even in Bein Olam L'Chaveiro, or in Bein Olam Malkum, with your davening, with your brachos. Now's the time to be most Nefesh. And Mesiras Nefesh means, at any given moment, to push a little bit more. Just learn an extra 10 seconds, to be a little bit nicer to your roommate. It's the amount of Mesiras Nefesh. To not talk back to somebody that insulted you. There's so many ways. Mesiras Nefesh is the type of idea that a person can involve himself with at almost any given moment. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should give all of you a lot of siyata d'shmaya to be successful in the Hanukkah challenge, have an uplifting and inspiring Hanukkah, and Be'ezus Hashem, the light of Hanukkah and the miracles of Hanukkah should carry all of us on an individual level and also as a nation. Have a good Shabbos. I really